Good evening. This is John Batchelor. On tonight's show, I begin with a conversation with Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution about the California legislature, especially as directed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Bill goes out of his way to say Gavin Newsom is not running for president. I agree, he's not running for president. He is, however, preparing to run for president now or then or now. And one of the clever ways and powerful ways the governor of California has to run for president without announcing or making speeches is to sign pieces of legislation that are his vision of what he'd do nationally. In this instance, the governor is looking to sign dietary legislation having to do with controlling additives that are understood as unhealthy and junk food. He signs legislation about guns, probably wouldn't pass many court tests, but it's right in the right direction for the Democratic primary audience. He signs a piece of legislation about greenhouse gases and what companies must report. Again, perhaps it'll be courted, perhaps it'll be blocked, but it is intentional and good campaign strategy. And then my favorite, he's looking to sign a piece of legislation from the assembly about hallucinogens, especially magic mushrooms. Shrooming, I think Bill tells me, is what it's called in California, and it's popular. It's a psychotropic reaction to mushroom, particular kinds of mushrooms called magic mushrooms. And Gavin Newsom associates himself with the medicinal uses of hallucinogens. Then there is the larger question of the California Republican Party. Bill compares it to a circular firing squad, not present in the super majority held by the Democrats in Sacramento. And then a conversation with Mario Grady about Venezuela, why this is especially important. The Venezuelan people have been persecuted by Chavez and now the dictator Maduro, is that they're holding a private primary to bring forth a leader of the opposition who will not be allowed to run for president in the next election, probably already has been banned by the dictator Maduro, but it will be a name who can speak out against his abuse of the Venezuelan people. That abuse has led to, we're told, up to 7 million Venezuelans fleeing, tens of thousands of whom have made their way to New York through the Mexican border and other access. Now, those Venezuelans in New York, which is a large part, not all, of the migrants who are now sheltered and taken care of by New York City, with great stress, part of them will now receive the permission to gain work permits and temporary status in the U.S. for 2 years or 5 years. There'll be some hoops to jump through, but in any event, these Venezuelans, driven from their country by a dictator and in eager to find medicine and food and work for the men and the women and their families, now have a hold. The question is, what about the others who have come to America from other countries where there are not opportunities or there's persecution or there's turmoil? Questions to be answered later. Harry Siegel of the City, an online journal I recommend, reports on how New York and New York State and New York City are responding to the president's decision to offer temporary visa status, 2 years or 5 years, to Venezuelans. This, of course, is a doorway to citizenship, because if there's a child born in those years, you understand, anchor babies. Also a conversation with Selena Zito in the Keystone State Report about the very shiny example of a senatorial contest coming in Pennsylvania in 2024 between the West Point graduate, airborne veteran, a Bridgewater veteran, entrepreneur, worked for the Bush administration and Treasury, David McCormick, versus Bob Casey, the elected in 06, elected in 12, elected in 24, three times elected senator from Pennsylvania. This is about as far from the John Fetterman story as you can get. These men are very articulate, Casey and McCormick, and plan to battle each other all the way to Election Day in November. Later on tonight, a conversation with Jeff Bliss about the recovery of Echo Park in Los Angeles. And a twist, they've spent a lot of money and time cleaning out Echo Park, which was overrun by bad lifestyles of the homeless and others. And in cleaning it up, they didn't take into account that wild geese, Canadian geese, would choose Echo Park. It's a wonderful place to spend the winter or summer or any time. Canadian geese are protected by international agreement. And according to Jeff, they're rangy when it comes to landing anywhere. They tear up the park. Jeff says it looks like somebody's gone through a golfer and divoted everywhere. In any event, LA's got a new problem. It's not the homeless problem. It's the Canadian geese problem. There's much more on the show tonight, including attention to whether NASA and ESA can afford the sample return project that they need to recover the deposits of Martian soil that Perseverance has left behind in its mission on the surface of Mars. I'm John Batchelor. Enjoy.